The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Paz, and this podcast is about seven different breeds of dogs and everything you need to know about them. So I'm here with an interviewer. What is your name?
My name is Leo Snyder.
Okay, so this episode is going to be about dogs, always, also. So what type of dog is your dog?
I believe it's a mix of pit bull and terrier.
What is the weight of your dog?
I believe like 70 maybe? I don't know.
Thank you. Is your dog a male or female dog?
Male.
How tall is your dog?
Like a little above this table? I don't know how many feet that is.
So your dog is about two to three feet tall.
Yeah, I would say so.
And then how long is your dog?
Like a foot or two, maybe?
Yeah, so yeah. A foot or two. Does your dog like lazy Sunday afternoons, or does your dog like to go on walks or go play?
My dog loves to play and is very energetic.
What kind of playing does your dog like to do? Like, fetch, swim, other things like that.
He likes to do fetch. He despises the water, but he loves running around inside the house and also at the park as well.
So your dog doesn't like water. Is it like all water or just specifically baths?
Specifically what?
Baths.
Oh, no. He doesn't mind baths if he's with us, but like a pool, he won't go near a pool.
Yeah, my dog doesn't like the pool either. And then for socialization, does your dog like to socialize with other dogs?
When we first adopted him, he rejected dogs of any size, but especially small ones. But we've had him for more than a couple years now, and I would say he's getting better at socialization, especially at dog parks.
Does your dog like humans or any other animals? Or
whenever we see a squirrel, he does start to whimper and stuff like that. He loves humans, but he hates little dogs.
So don't bring near any little dogs, I guess. So, some dogs are intelligent, some dogs aren't intelligent. Is your dog very intelligent, or?
Not very intelligent at all.
So, I'm not sure. So, my dog is kind of, sheds, kind of doesn't shed. Does your dog shed?
Not really. He doesn't shed. Like a whole coat off, there would be little hairs everywhere, but it's nothing crazy.
Okay. So my dog also gets zoomies. Does your dog get a lot of zoomies?
Oh yeah, he gets a lot of zoomies, especially if you have his favorite orange ball. He likes orange toys specifically. He doesn't like anything else. But if you play around with him with his orange squeaky butt dog toy or his orange ball, he will chase until you stop. Usually I'm the one that gets tired out before him.
So what other orange toys does your dog like?
Those are the only two, the squeaky dog bone or the orange ball.
Okay. Does your dog have any weird attributes?
No, nothing weird. No, I wouldn't say so.
Okay.
my dog is super, super clingy. Is your dog like that?
Very. He gets very jealous as well. So if I'm, if he's with my stepmom, he loves my stepmom so much. But if he is, if my dad is with my stepmom and they're sitting together on the couch, he will get in between them and push my dad away.
Okay. So my dog tends to dig, and it's not very good for the yard. Does your dog tend to do that?
We don't have a yard, but when we do take him to the park, he does not dig. He only, after he pees, he does that yeah. thing. Yeah, that's the only digging he'll do.
Okay, so how do they play?
We live in an apartment, so we just throw the ball around. It's a pretty spacious apartment, so he'll go chasing that ball around, and then, if we're also laying down watching TV, he'll jump over us when he has the zoomies. So he does a lot of that to tire himself out. But at the park, he always is on a leash for sure.
So my dog doesn't really like to be around us. So will your dog, if he is off leash, go off and you have to find him again?
Yeah, we've had him off the leash a couple times. For some reason, at the dog park, he's fine off the leash, and he'll just play with the other dogs. But if we're at just a normal park and he's off the leash, we've had some incidents where he's ran away and we've had to go chase him down. We have one of the funny stories is actually when we were at my grandma's house, and there's a pool there. So obviously he's not getting close to the pool, but we let him off the leash because there's a little gate there. But he actually jumped up onto the brick wall like squirrels do and run across the brick wall. And he tried to jump over to the neighbor's yard. So he is, my dad says a lot that he's an escape artist.
I have had several dogs like that. So what, like, what color is your dog?
My dog is mostly black, but he does have a white stripe from his belly to the end of his mouth.
Awesome, thank you. So do you have any fun stories to tell about your dog?
Obviously the one with the pool, where he jumped up to the brick wall like a little squirrel. I mean, he's a pretty normal dog. He doesn't have many interactions with other things besides small dogs for some reason. He hates small dogs. In the apartment complex that we live in, sometimes when we take him out to do the deed, he will sometimes stop in front of a random person's door and poop on their doormat. He likes some doors more than others for some reason, so we try to avoid those now. We didn't have to potty train him, which was great, coming out of shelter especially. And he also does pee on random people's doors. He just likes certain people's doors. But I mean, other than that, no, there's no story that really stands out.
So you said you didn't have to really train him to go to the bathroom. Have you had to train him in any other ways?
Not in anything crucial, especially potty training. That was the biggest thing that we were sort of afraid of when we adopted him. But I mean, my dad has trained him to stay out of our rooms. But sometimes there are fireworks that go off in the middle of the night, and he hates those. So he will barge into your room, even if the door is closed. He will smack his head through it and somehow find a way in. I've had my door closed when something like that's happened, and he just kept barging in, so I slept on the couch for the night. But no, I mean, the other things aren't crucial. They're just like sit and the door thing, pretty much. Yeah.
So your dog is scared of fireworks. Are there any other loud noises your dog is scared of?
I'm sure there are, but fireworks are the most common thing that happen in our apartment, maybe like fire trucks and stuff like that. We live in downtown LA, so there's a lot of commotion happening. But no, fireworks do freak him out a lot. Yeah.
So you said he was adopted. Were you there when you adopted him?
Yes, I was there with my dad and my stepmom. This was maybe when I was a sophomore in high school, so it was a while ago. But yeah, when we saw him, we knew he was the one that we were going to adopt. We went because the adoption day, it was like a special adoption day for the year where you could adopt for $1. Or no, it was free. This is a funny story. He was free. And then when we got to the end where we had to sign the paperwork and stuff like that, they asked if we wanted a take-home leash, and it was $1. So I paid $1 with cash. So I technically got him for $1, which is kind of funny. Yeah, he was great out of the shelter. He was very hyper when we asked to see him in a little grass area. But no, he was great, yeah.
So my dog does somewhat well with cars. When you took him from the adoption agency, was he very snugglish? Not snugglish, he's good with cars now?
All I remember after we adopted him was he was in the back seat with me, and he had his head sticking out the window the whole time, and with his tongue out. So he really enjoys cars. He will just sleep back there. He sometimes rolls down the window by himself if the child lock isn't on, and stick his head out, which is kind of funny. And there's slobber all over the back windows every time I go see my dad. But no, he loves the car. He loves going on car rides, and especially sticking his head out the window.
Okay. So going into the adoption day, did you have any dogs you were really looking forward to?
Ever since I was little, I really enjoyed Golden Retrievers or German Shepherds. Obviously, at the shelter, it's whoever is there that you can adopt. You don't have, I mean, there are many options, but you can't be too picky. But when we first met him, no, we knew that he would be great for us. And he was like a medium-sized dog, which was what we were looking for.
Were you looking for a dog that was super hyper or super laid back since you're in LA and in their apartment?
I don't think we were considering anything. If it was hyper, I mean, we would have dealt with it no matter what. There's a park nearby, so we love to go to the park even before we had a dog. But no, he was like the perfect amount of hyper, I would say, coming out of the shelter. He's definitely mellowed out now.
Yeah.
And he's gotten older, but he still does get zoomies.
So this might not be fun for you guys, but it's something you guys should know. Is there any health concerns with your dog?
No, not at the moment, thankfully. And we haven't in the past. When we go on walks, he'll sniff and lick everything. So sometimes he's had some stomach problems with something he's found during the walk. But no, other than that, we always, my dad is very good with taking him to his checkups and everything like that. And he has his shots and everything. And nothing's really come up that's concerning other than just very short-term things. Yeah.
So how I leave off every podcast is, does your dog bark in the mirror?
No, he doesn't even know what a mirror is. He won't stop and look at himself.
And the very, very last thing is when someone comes to the door and rings the doorbell, does your dog bark a lot?
No. He actually doesn't bark at all when someone knocks on the door. But if it is my dad, me, or my stepmom, he will jump up and do full twirls in the air, full 360s in the air, and he will jump up onto you super high, actually. And even if I'm standing at full height, he'll somehow
jump and meet me at my head, which is kind of crazy. He does have hops, which is pretty cool. But no, he doesn't bark. He's very good at not barking, actually.
Awesome. Thank you. And what's your dog's name?
Milo.
Okay, this is DJ Big Boss signing off.